We start today's reports with a call from our reporters in Ely.
This is a phonology report for Miss Jeske's 6th grade class at Ely Memorial Middle School in Ely, Minnesota. My name is Robert. I will be reporting on our observations for the week of October 16th through October 22nd. Our high temperatures for the last week was 75 degrees on October 20th, and the low was 32 degrees on October 16th. We are noticing the days getting even shorter with our sunrise today at 7:40 a.m. and our sunset at 6:05 p.m. We had a red flag warning by the National Weather Service on the 17th and 18th because Ely area had gusty winds, low relative humidity, and warmer temperatures. These conditions were ideal for the spread of fires. The silver maple trees are getting very close to 100% leaf drop, according to Chase. Out of the 4 silver maples, 2 have lost all their leaves. On the way into school, Robert observed that the basswood in front of the school has 100% leaves drop. Brecken noticed his apple tree does not have any apples on it. They are all on the ground. Grace does not have much of her apple tree left because her dad observed a bear breaking most of the branches and getting to the apples. The white oak in Jace's yard had dropped about 50% of its leaves, and he said the color of the leaves are unique golden brown. We had a garter snake sighting at Basswood Lake on October 14th by Caden. We are wondering if this is going to be our last sighting. Driving through Tower on the way to Ely, Jacob and his family noticed a cougar on the side of the road. Chase said he saw a whiskey jackbird at his bird feeder. When looking this bird up, we noticed it is also called a gray jay or a Canadian jay. Lita spent some of her time at Seymour's Beach and was noticing lots of ladybugs, possibly Asian ladybugs. We learned that they crawl into small spaces where they all hibernate during the winter. When stacking or moving wood, Lily saw a small mole living right on top of the ground in the wood chips. While canoeing at Triangle Lake, an otter was observed by Esther, and she reported it was searching for food. Thanks for listening to the Ely Phenology Report. We will be back next week reporting on more changes.
Nice job. Lots of great things in there. Garter snake on the 14th. That could be their last one. I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out to be. Ed Dallas has been walking the highways around his neighborhood and the back roads, and he said that after the 22nd, there have been no garter snakes, meadowhawks, red belly snakes, or painted lady butterflies. So it might be that we've seen our last snakes for this year. We'll find out.